Get over it.
Well, I'm to redefine that that was acceptable, okay, and okay is really like, it's I'm having a difficult time.
I know, but that's all right. So what? Acknowledge that you are having a difficult time. Allow yourself to experience the feelings that you are experiencing and learn from them. And allow yourself to understand how it is that these experiences may allow you to then determine who you would prefer to be, as opposed to perhaps who you have been. And allow yourself to go on. Simple as that.
I will do that.
All right. It's up to you. Thank you.
Good day.
And to you, good day.
Yes.
One moment. One moment. One moment. There is now, with respect to the last question, and with respect to many things that may be of importance to many of you, there is now on your planet literature in the form you call a book that would be very efficacious for all of you to read. Rarely do we recommend, but in this case, since it is practically the only one that talks about this subject, and it is insightful in this area, and would benefit many of you with regard to the concept of love and relationships, we would suggest strongly that you allow yourself to acquire a book called The Heart's Code. You will understand that not just your brain, but your heart actually has intelligence and memory and communication skills, energetically. This will teach you what that is all about and will help you understand how to balance all the things that go through your belief system in your mind with the idea of the certainty of your true self, which comes through the heart energy gate. The Heart's Code. C-O-D-E. Find it. Read it. It will help you. Continue.
Okay.
Good day.
Good day. Once again.
Oh, is it another day now?
No, but it was
my
the second time we said good day to one another.
Oh, all right. but since everything is the first time, good day.
And good evening.
All right.
Shall we continue?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. I'm interested in hearing your perspective on the phenomenon that came with the passing of Princess Diana.
Yes.
Why so many people were so deeply affected around the world by her death.
Because a legacy was handed to you. Both the individual that you call your Princess Diana and almost simultaneously what you call the Mother Teresa transitioned from physical to non-physical reality, and they symbolize the idea of interaction in beneficial and loving and supportive ways with humanity, what you call humanitarianism acts. They showed you the kinds of things that need to happen on your planet. But they showed you long enough. It's up to you. Take over the mantle. Do the kinds of things they showed you how to do. They have transferred the scepter to you. They have transferred the mantle to you. They have acted as symbols of love, of another, of support, of others, of sharing, of assistance, of help, not taking responsibility for, but being responsible to, being self-empowered, sharing, helping, loving, and then left the physical world so that you wouldn't necessarily simply rely on them to do it, so that you now, if you want that energy to continue, will have to find that energy in each and every one of yourselves and act that way in your own lives more and more every day. That's why. Oh. It was a very powerful transition and caused a very, very, very strong ripple in the collective consciousness of your entire planet that gave it a nice little boost in the heart.
Yes.
It stretched you. So stretch. Go with it. Become as they were in all the ways that you possibly can. In the ways that you would like to express that energy. That is how you help others. By being yourself as fully as you can, that is how you help everyone else. Because if you're not you, you can't help anyone because you're not there. So first, be you. Then you will be, by your behavior, a shining example that others can be who they are. And that will make all the difference in your world. Do you understand?
Yes, yes, indeed.
Does this help you in answering your question?
Yes.
Was there something else?
Yes, there was.
Yes.
It's about the crop circles in England.
Yes.
Can you speak about what or who the energy is that creates
them? We will say this. It is a co-created situation by many different consciousnesses, including all of yours. I will put it to you this way. The energy that is manipulated is the energy of your collective consciousness, of your planet's collective consciousness. The symbols are expressions of the dreaming that is going on, the symbolic dreaming that is going on in your collective consciousness now that it is waking up and talking to itself. There are others, other dimensional beings, extraterrestrial beings, other levels of entities that are also involved in this co-creation. But basically what those symbols represent is the collective consciousness of your entire world speaking to itself, communicating to itself, waking itself up out of a long, 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 long dream into a new dream, a bridge. They are a bridge, a link, they are a language from one reality shift to another. Understand them by energy, understand them by tone, understand them by form, understand them by how they allow you to feel. Understand them by ratio, by mathematics, understand them in any language you wish to, because they are universal in that sense. And they are the language of your universal collective unconsciousness becoming more conscious. You are waking up, and many beings are helping play in those fields. As you say, in the fields of the Lord. Do you follow?
Yes, I do.
At play in the fields of the Lord.
Huh? That's great.
But it is the collective energy. What you all call either Christ consciousness, Buddha nature, Krishna spirit, it doesn't matter what you call it. It is the world spirit that forms the medium through which these energies can thus, and these forms can thus be created.
Can you say why so many of them appear in southern England?
Yes. There is a focal point there that has to do with linking an old age to a new age. Because in ancient England were the remnants of the Druids that were offshoots of ancient Atlantean knowledge, and it became the seat of psychic exploration and societies that formed the link and the bridge into your modern age of the exploration of consciousness and spirituality. You follow me?
I do. Yes.
So it is a very magnetic spot for the idea of carrying through from the old cycle to the new cycle. There are other areas, and it is spreading around your planet, but that is one of the main focal points and one of the earliest points, because it represents one of the earliest gates and vortices through which the energy of the old world was preserved and kept for a time when it would then be applicable and available to the new age that you are creating. Does that help you?
Yes, thank you very much.
Thank you. At this timing, we must now extend once again to each and every one of you our deep appreciation in allowing for the co-creation of this transmission, this link and bridge between our civilization and your own. Once again, each and every time this is co-created, it affords an expansion of our understanding of all the ways the infinite can express itself, and we thank you for this unconditionally loving gift. Our unconditional love to each and every one of you, and remember, you are never alone. You have guides, you have friends, you have help. Open up, be vulnerable. Because total vulnerability is total self-empowerment, because you open up to the infinite, and when you open up to the infinite, you are infinitely supported. Vulnerability is strength, paradox is power. Thank you for choosing to be yourselves. Our unconditional love, and good day. How did it go?
Wonderful.
Good. Thank you all very much for being here tonight. And thank you. Please have a good evening. And you're welcome. You're welcome. Good.